Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Share the Torah. What's up, Nachumov? We miss you. Hope everything went well last night. Shout out to the Omi. Peace.
They gave each other, how did they get Shalmanis to the place? Let me find out. Let's go, let's get started here. Then you're going to tell me a good cash of my advice. Good afternoon, Herschel. Nice to see you. Hello, Husni. Nice to see you, Yosef. I wanted to share with Chaim and Mo one of the going on in the yeshiva. Something that's happening of late in yeshiva is Rai Kavshlik is going to Eretz Yisrael. He's moving to the Holy Land, and obviously the first for me in a personal way, I like Rabbi Kav. He happens to live in Blue Ridge. He's in the yeshiva. And to me, I feel like a double blow. He's actually a very, very important member of the Blue Ridge community. Everybody likes him. There's in the Blue Ridge community, as older families and younger families, and both. Not that there's a divide in a tension way. There's a divide. There are different stages of life. You have people like older families and that flow of life, and younger families in that flow of life. Rai Kav is respected by all the families. They're just very, very respected person. He's taking like a leadership role in Blue Ridge, and so I feel like a blow, Rai Kav leaving out the community I'm zeichet to be part of, and the yeshiva Rai Kav for years. We could pick out Rai Brownstein and I do the shiurim. You could like pick out a Rabbi Kav guy. You know, we almost feel Rai Brownstein. You don't have to make Rai Kav's shir. Like the name, we both look at each other like it's not a question, Rai Kav. Like the other shir, we're picking, we're saying, then we get to a guy, we look at Rai Kav. Like, that I could talk. Ain kan makom lahar. But that's, I like that you asked that. I like that you asked that. That's a good question. But the kids, I think I could articulate it, but I don't want to do it off the cuff like this. No, I don't want to like. It's also,
not for Robin also.
Yeah. But it's a good question. The bottom line is, so the initial things Yehuda Rai Kav going to Eretz Yisrael are just the blow of it. That's the initial feelings and thoughts amongst many different thoughts. Is a loss for the yeshiva in a personal way. He's a friend of mine in a community way, in a yeshiva way. It's like, whoa. That's obviously what the excitement for him. But I wanted to say something to the chevra, and certainly there'll be conversations, and we'll speak about Rai Kav and be makat toiv. He brought tremendous amounts to yeshiva. Stamped to see somebody who grew so much. He was a bacher. He was in yeshiva 3.5-4 years as a bacher. Went to Eretz Yisrael, learned by Rav Geisler, steigt, sat in Kollel for a number of years, taught Torah here. So there's a lot to be inspired by the person. He's a big Ben Ali. He's a Ben Aliyah, wrong person. And there's a lot to feel missing the yeshiva, avoid, no question about it. One of the things that has hit me that I wanted to share with the Chevra to see if this Erev Shabbos Kodesh is that a Yid had all the Dairis, Yid Navgaguim for Eretz Yisrael. A Yid loves Eretz Yisrael. La Lacha, a husband can say the word force, or a wife to the husband could force going to Eretz Yisrael. There's a din, and these are halachas. If a wife says, we're moving to Eretz Yisrael, the husband goes. If the husband goes to Eretz Yisrael, the wife goes. These are halachas spoken about. If somebody wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, all the dayrus yidn had gaguim for Eretz Yisrael, tremendous cravings, pinings for Eretz Yisrael. Anybody who davens has to notice, we're talking about going back, Shalayim Yercha Brachmim Tashum, Visishka and Besok Shaydibarta, Tekab Shay for God. Anybody who's reading davenings, Yidden always, and it's in us. It's in us all a tremendous kivui for Yerushalayim. I've told the guys before, I like a healthy cynicism. I don't like a person who's a cynical person, but I like when people ask real questions. So there's a Kalbach song that they sing at some of the Chavos Chasna that I like a lot. And like the song, you know, ask a Yiddler, what do you think about Yerushalayim? Cap? any healthy guy's like, shut up, that's not what he's thinking about. You ask the Tyre, Chasna, Kala, what do you think about? No, they're not. Like, stop. So you're just lying? It's a very serious moment. Don't lie at this moment. I don't like that. And I want a guy to be, in that way, I want a healthy cynicism. Because I don't want somebody just to buy anything and say anything. If you ask the chasnik, what do you think of Yerushalayim? Any healthy person is like, no, they're nothing about Yerushalayim. Stop. And it's a very serious moment. It's true. They will remind them of Yerushalayim for like a split second. Before the chasim walks down, you tell him that I know you're building a home. Hashem's home is not built. It like hits. You put ashes. It's true. Okay. Then he gets back to think what it, you know, but now back to our show. You're not allowed to say anything and just, so that song, there's room for a cynicism. I love the song. I like the guys do because I think it's true. Because I think we all say in davening, Kilishuascha kivinu kol ayim. We say in davening, and we're not lying, it's incredible words, and we're stating this as a fact. Kilishuascha kivinu kol ayim. For your salvation, we have a kivu, we have hope for all day. Really? All day? How about like from 7 to 10 during the Met game? Like all day? Some of the day, a little. There exists in the heart of a Yid, it's just true. A Yid has a kivui for Yeshua Hashem, for Kirvus Hashem. That's what Neshama is. A massive craving for Hashem. Shlomo sang last night, Kayol Tare Galafike Mayim. Nayol is a desert animal, and it pines. Afike Mayim are the water holes. And the desert animal, its lips are parched, and it's all like it needs to drink or it's going to die. And it goes to the water hole, Sviki, like waiting and hoping. Tareg is to pine. But it's like a deep craving that I'm going to die if I don't get this. That's the desert animal pining by the water hole. If you ever watch, I'm a big-time National Geographic guy. So if you're a big animal guy, like they're always like the shows. We watched, me and my son watch a show on this elephant, which eventually starved to death. It died. There was a drought and it died, the elephant. They had a whole like show on the elephant. My son and I, Yisrael May and I saw it. It like broke my heart. The elephant died at the end. But they show it's pining for water. It walks like miles for water. And eventually it just dropped and never to breathe again. Like an ayol, like this desert animal that it's taroi galafike mayim, it's pining. It goes to all the locations that maybe some water will trickle in there. And it's like, craving and needs the water. Keinafshi sarag elecha leikim. That's my soul pines for you, Hashem. The soul just pines. I'm not talking whether we're in touch with it or not. I'm not talking about what we do with that. How do we in any way satiate that pining of the soul? But the neshama pines Hashem. That's what the neshama is a mitzias. And not in any, there was no exaggeration. Kayol tareg al afike mayim. Like this desert animal pines by the afike mayim. It goes to the water holes like craving a drip of water. Cain the same way. Nafshi sareg elecha lekim. My soul pines for you, Hashem. So kilashuasra kivinu kolayim. We say this every day. Now a guy says, "Whoa, it should hit." A guy says in davening, "It's like really, yeah." Yeah, are you in touch with it or not? That's okay. When you daven, at least get in touch with it. There's a kivui. There's a hope for Hashem, a hope for steiging that exists in the person that's just there. His job is to get in touch with that kivui. So when we describe it, when we say that song, we describe a person pining for Eretz Yisrael. What are the Chasan and Kala thinking about? We're always building. Even in creating a home, what's their dream? They want to make a place for Asheras Hashchina, of course. It's interesting. Rav Geisler said a Davar Nifla. I always, as one of the jobs of the officiator at a wedding is to put some ashes. So you go into this emotional room. The guy is with his parents, and he's about to get married. Now, you're leaving your parents when you get married. I don't like junk. I don't like pretend. We're not losing a son. We're getting a daughter. Be quiet. You're losing your son. Losing your son. Now, when I say losing, he's still called your son, but it's a verse in the Bible. Al-kein yazayv ish es aviv v'imay v'dabak bishtay. Leave your parents and cleave to your wife. Leave your parents and cleave to your wife. The guy, there's a leaving here. I'm sorry. It's a very serious moment. I like when a chasen before the chasna, part of his achana to be with his wife is also the leaving. There's a leaving. I like when a chasen prepares and is very in that moment. There's a certain type of thank you and a certain type of resolving a lot of stuff. And he mamish looks tat, but he has to work for this. It's the work. He has to mamish work. It's a big, there's a real moment. This is not, it's like, oh, hey, I might as well say goodbye, might as well thank my parents. No, there's a real moment. You're leaving. Bye. Now, you're still the son. There's a leaving, a real leaving. There's a real leaving. Your wife. Your wife. She's first, second, third, fourth. There's no, my wife says this, my mom says this. There's no such thing. There's no tension, my wife and my mom. No, not those things. Wife is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No, there's no tension. Al-kein yazay vishas avi imay v'dabak tishnay. He's still a son. He still has chiyub mevkibarav. There's still things.
Which one comes first?
Wife.
Yeah.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 12,000. Wife. His wife. It's like counterintuitive. He knows his mom his whole life. He knows his wife for a minute. So I like when somebody's very present in this room that often our guys are very, very present. And the guy is like looking his parents in the face. He's there's a goodbye. I bring out as the Masada Kedushin. My main job, I would say, one of my main jobs is I make the photographers leave the room. But I never want to kick a human being out of a room. Say to a human being, and they're just doing their jobs. So we go to Zaman. I say, come, let's go. So I'm not kicking them out of the room. I'm actually bringing with me. Come, I want to talk with you. And I schmooze with the photographers out of the room. So I'm going out. I bring them. I have a very big struggle. This I'm afraid to say and record. Maybe I should turn off the recording. Zaydis and Bubba. So chas v'shoma. Zayd and Bubba, they're the cause of it all. I want a chasen to have a few minutes with the tata and mama. Now the Zayd and Bubba, you kick out of Zayd, the whole thing's from the Zayd. So I bring the Zayd, I fear Tish, I for many chasnas, I fear Tish for the Zayd, the Bubba, the photographers, the chasen's best friend. And we all go out to Zaman and we have a little fabrangin right outside the room. So I didn't kick anybody out. I invited them in, Pasha, to come with me. Come, Zayda, come. And we schmooze. I show him where to stand before you walk down. I want the chasen to have a few minutes with the tata and his mom. That he can look in the face and be present to something. Be present to people who brought him into the world. Be present to people who gave him everything that he has is from them. And be present and look in the face and have a gratitude and be in that space. That therapy and then all the working on is gewaldig and it teaches us to recognize all the challenges. But then I promise deeper than everything else is the soul that brought me here. To get really to that place. To get to that place of somebody who my existence is from them. That's a place. Deeper than all the challenges, the issues. I want a guy in that room. The middle of this whole matziv, so you come and you put some ashes on the chassan's head. Like, I want to remember the Churban Beis HaMikdash. You feel like the biggest killjoy. There's like a big Tifa moment. And okay, just for a couple of minutes, everybody just put some ashes. The photographers love that. Oh, put your picture. You put some ashes on the chassan's head. You want to remember Yerushalayim, Churban Beis HaMikdash. You're killing the gun, Sazach. Now, when I say killing, is true. In Layalis Yerushalayim, Araysim Chassi. Tidbak l'shayni l'chiki. My tongue should stick to my palate. In Layez Kirechi, if I don't remember Yerushalayim, this is... So what's going on? What's happening here? I have great joy, but don't forget that. Like it should always be on your mind. I think there's a very simple and true, deep thing. So I don't get too happy. It's not killing, and Rev Geisler explained this the way I'm understanding. It's not killing the joy, though for sure. Remember, I'm not changing from pshat. In the middle of a simcha dika thing, you break a glass. But in a very real way, Herschel, it's not lessening the simcha. You're actually increasing the simcha, real. You're making it bigger. Because it's a chasna, a guy's marrying a girl. It's big. It's much bigger than you think. It's not you mamish ruined the simcha. Now, okay, he's all fired up. Time out. We want ashes, you know, stop all being so happy. You're actually framing the simcha that as big as you think it is, a chasgai merit, it's much, much bigger. Do you know our people are looking for Hashem, his mikdash, to make a place? Do you know you're part of that? And you're building something towards that? The remembering the churban is giving context, and it's actually making the simcha, whoa, bigger than I thought. Yosef's going to get married. I'm getting married. I'm building a home. Geshmak. It's good for me. It's good for my tata. It's good for my brother. A little simcha. Some of my friends care. Oh, the whole world. You know, there's a churban beis hamikdash, and you're constructing towards shalom beinayim, shechina beinayim. You're actually building something bigger. The remembering the churban is giving a meaning and a purpose, and you're building something towards. So it's actually just, you didn't like kill the simcha, you actually like gave. People talk about they break the glass and people get all these, don't sing right away. It's not nice. We're remembering in the glass, but to the point that you hear a glass break at a chassi, you're like, mazel tov, mazel tov. See how inappropriate. The glass breaking is supposed to be sad and people get excited. Yidden are smart, stop being so from break the glass, I jump, mazel tov, mazel tov. But I thought it was a sad thing. It's saying we're building towards something big. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Yeah, that was churban, and we're craving something, and we're headed somewhere and building towards something. It gives context and purpose and meaning and much bigger than you think. It's much, much bigger what we're building towards. We're building towards something very, very, very big. So I wanted to say, but what I was saying to the Chever, I don't want to lose my, is that right? Kaf going to Eretz Yisrael, it's interesting, Brownstein, right? Russ, as I'm processing, right? Kaf leaving, which is like a serious thing, is somebody who's powerful force in yeshiva, just a powerful force of growth, of care, of love, of every value the yeshiva stands for. It's a tremendous blow to our Chever. To us here, it's a big blow, like real. Somebody's around, there's so many guys he carries yearly, so many guys are uplifted. All of us are inspired from his presence. I was told by Russ and I, it's a double blow, his impact in Blue Ridge, his impact here. Personal level, he's a friend, he's somebody I'm inspired by. He's a beautiful person who lives life in a beautiful way. I watch what type of father, what type of husband, what type of man. Ben Adam La'atzim, Ben Adam La'chaver, Ben Adam La'mak, amazing person. But I wanted to say to the Chevra this Erev Shabbos that there's a very good, there's the element that a Yid craves Eretz Yisrael, I want guys to see. He's moving to Eretz Yisrael. And it shouldn't be lost on us. It was like a wake-up. Every Yid talks about Eretz Yisrael and thinks about Eretz Yisrael. Every Yid has Gagu and Eretz Yisrael. has cravings and hopes and aspirations. When somebody close to you moves there, it like reminds you about our tzipui legula, about our yearning for Eretz Yisrael, about a yid. We're people that care about Eretz Yisrael a lot. It's called, it's our land. It's the land of the Jewish people. And all the dayers, yidden had gaguim, had cravings for Eretz Yisrael, for our land. Why would I want to be a guest if I could be a host? Our land, the land that Eretz Yisrael gave us, gifted us, a land that one can experience, Kirvas Hashem, a land that the Torah says about Eretz Yisrael, Enei Hashem lekecha tamid ba, Mereshis ad shana ad achra shana. So I felt like when a friend, when a mentor, when a Rebbe, when a person we admire picks up and goes to Eretz Yisrael, to feel that energy also, to feel that kivui, that hope, that gaguim for Eretz Yisrael. That's what I wanted to share with the guys this Erev Shabbos Kodesh. That was the first thing that I wanted to share. It's been on my mind. And it's not the first thought necessarily that I had in this sugya, but it's a thought I had in this sugya. And I wanted to take that opportunity. I know sometimes in a city, somebody picks up and moves to Eretz Yisrael, there's a tremendous value for the whole city to that. I feel like everybody's lucky when one family goes there. It's ma'ir. It brings up a gaguim, a kivui. Gaguim are like cravings, are goosebumps. It brings up like a goosebump for Eretz Yisrael. A bacher said to me yesterday, Rabbi, this might sound really weird to you. I want to fight in the Israeli army. I said, it would be weird to me if you didn't. I think you're a weirdo if you don't do it. It sounds really weird to me. He wants to go fight. I've been thinking about that a lot since Simchas Torah. I was like, it's going to sound really weird to you. Weird. It would be very weird if you told me you didn't want to go fight. We're Eretz Yisrael. We're a people. We're a nation. I've got goom for the country, for Eretz Yisrael. In what world wouldn't a guy have got goom for Eretz Yisrael? It's our land, Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we don't talk about it enough. It could be. I think pray attention by prayers. Pay attention. A yid thinks about Eretz Yisrael. Dvarim pshutim ad l'moed, all historically. So when a Rebbe in yeshiva announces going to Eretz Yisrael a couple of weeks in, I think it's just fair to say this, that it brings up gagun. It brings up a want and a craving to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting, when somebody moves somewhere, so a certain places people move, like you feel, will I ever see you? A guy moves here, I don't know. A guy goes to Eretz Yisrael, my senses were all joining you in 4 minutes. So you're going a few minutes before me, I hear. A guy leaves, say, goes to the dining room, I'll see you in a few. You leave this time to go to lunch, I'm leaving in a few minutes. We're all on our way there. I see you're starting out a little, we're all on our way. You know what a yid's thinking about Eretz Yisrael? I agree with Kalbach. I have to agree with him. So a guy wants to be cynical. That's not what they're thinking about. You're wrong. We are thinking. They're yidden in touch with their thing about it. And you're not in touch. Beside the people aren't in touch with a lot of stuff. So, what is yid thinking about Eretz Yisrael? The conscious mind, is it? No, not a lot of people's conscious mind. They put the Mets and all sorts of other stuff there. It's hard, you know. But if you're present, yeah, you're thinking about Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to share something on Parshas Sav. I'd like to share something that's, I need Siyata Deshmaya. The first thing we expressed, okay, wasn't the hardest to express. This, I need Siyata, where's Manny? Manny, I hope I have Siyata Deshmaya. Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Hashem should open my lips. It should come out what I want to say. If I have Siyat Deshmaya, it will. And if not, it won't. There's a carbon oila we spoke about last night. An oila is a carbon that's brought, typically it's brought from machshaves rois, for bad thoughts. And it's a carbon a person could bring. There are other oilas that exist. We said an oila is kula ala Lashem. It all goes to Hashem. Not like a shlamim, where the Bailam gets some steaks. Not like a chatas. A shlamim is brought randomly. A shlamim, a yid feels gratitude to God and he brings a shlamim. We're going to bring shlamims all the time. You're shlamim again. You just, a guy's going to be his 15th time of the week. I can picture every guy. I picture Avi Berger, you're back again. Not a shlamim. He's just so in love. He's happy. He's excited. He goes to the group of friends, and they bring a shlamim to Hashem. It's this offering. A yid's excited. He's in love. He did so many things. Hashem's so kind. Nacha simcha, every child, every kiddush, every occasion, the birthday of another child, his wife's birthday, his birthday. There's so many endless reasons to be gratitude to Hashem. Nacha shlamim, nacha karb, nacha karb. An oila is brought for a bad machshava. A bad thought in a person. There are other oilas. A person, when he went on the yamim tovim, there's something called an oilas ri'iyah. Every yantav a yid brings an oila. There are other oilas, but an oila is a carbon a person brings primarily from machshava yisrais. A chatas. What's a chatas? A chatas, get the rules. Don't be ignorant, chever, and don't be afraid. People, us yeshiva guys here, kadshim, if you didn't go to brisk, you get all nervous. Maybe the only thing that scares the yeshiva guy more than kadshim is when you come to tum and tara, you freak out. So what? Just don't be so afraid. A chatas is if a person's over a loisase, rachman alitzlan. They're over a loisase, a negative commandment. That b'mezid, that on purpose is chayiv kares. L'mashal chilul Shabbos. That's going Shabbos. L'mashal eating on Yom Kippur. If he does an aveira that b'mezid is chayiv kares, a loisase, a negative commandment, that b'mezid is chayiv kares. If he does it b'shaygeg, so then a loisase that b'mezid is kares. If he does it b'shaygeg by accident, he's chayiv chatas. So if somebody's mechallel Shabbos b'shaygeg, he goes to the Beis Hamikdash and he brings a chatas. He brings an offering. If somebody eats in Yom Kippur b'shaygeg, he brings an offering. Now, what does b'shaygeg mean? What does that mean? He forgot a Shabbos. The guy forgot a Shabbos. Pashut woke up and thought it was Sunday morning. Thought it was Friday. Forgot a Shabbos Kodesh. Turns on the light. He brings a carbon chatas. If a guy forgot this is usher. Pashut forgot this is usher. He has a whole stack of stuff. Let's say a stack of jelly beans and he doesn't like the black ones and he puts them away. Pashut forgot that it's bayer. He takes away all the black ones. There's a, oi, just in a malacha. You bring a chatas. He brings a chatas. B'mezid, it's chi of kares. B'shaygeg, on a loisase, he brings a chatas. If a guy carried something and didn't know he was carrying, so you don't bring any carbon, that's called misasik. That's not shaygeg. Misasik is I didn't even know what I did. If a guy is like stretching, and raises his hands like stretching, and he knocks the light on, there's no chatas, that's not shaygeg. That's called misasik. I didn't even try to do the action. Shaygeg is I try to do the action. I just forgot it was Shabbos. I try to do the action. I just forgot it's usher. Misasik is I wasn't trying to do that. So if a guy stretches and knocks open the light, that's a misasik. He should do tshuva. Misasik on a deraisa. He should say, slach lanu Hashem, forgive me. Forgive me, tshuva. Misasik on a derabbanan, Rekiv Eger. Rev Hirsch wrote a letter to Rekiv Eger. Rekiv Eger told Rev Hirsch that misasik on a derabbanan, there's no tshuva. If you're misasik, misasik means I wasn't even trying to do the pu'ula. Misasik on a derabbanan is not even tshuva. Don't say slach lanu, nothing, garnish. Misasik on a deraisa, opening a light. A light could be deraisa, it's a shayla of opening a light to deraisa. Some say it's baina, because you're completing the circuit. Some say it's eish, havara. So it could be a deraisa if a guy opened the light. Somebody asked me, middle of the night, he went to the facilities and opened the light. So he should do tshuva. That's probably misasik. He didn't even remember, I don't know if he remembered opening the light. Yesh Ludden, if he remembered purposely it was dark and he opened it, so then it's shaygeg, then it's a chatas. He should remember he needs to bring a chatas when the Beis Hamikdash is built. If he didn't even know he opened the light, like Pashat, that could be misasik, then he should say slach lanu, it could be he doesn't even need tshuva. It's a shayla if it's the rice or not. Misasik on it, Rabban or Kivega says don't even do tshuva. Ketzer. So if a person's shaygeg on a loisase that's chayiv kares, he brings a carbon chatas. So there's a carbon oila, and there's a carbon chatas. The place on in the that's open psukim, that the place on the mizbeach you bring for an oila is where? Is the tzafun. We're in Durham here, in the Durham, in the south. But the place you bring an oila is the north of the mizbeach, the north, the tzafun. Everything's very exact, the word tzafon, the tzafon part of the brain is the, tzafon itself means hidden. Tzafon means hidden. In Eilis for Machshava, the only place you would think it was brought is on the tzafon, is on the north. And that's where you bring in the tzafon, in the hidden place. Tzafon means north, it means hidden. The Yetzirah is called the tzifaini, the hidden one, the northern guy. And you bring it in the tzafon, that's where you bring the Eilis. Where do you bring the chatas? So it's a pasuk in Parsha Sav. And the pasuk in Parsha Sav says that in the very place, the pasuk says, bimkaim, in the place where you bring the ayla, there you should bring the chatas. That's the pasuk says. In the place where you bring the ayla, there you bring the chatas. Now God doesn't say, bring the chatas in the north. God says, where you brought the ayla, bring the chatas. And my question to you is twofold. Why doesn't it say openly the verse in the Bible, bring it in the north? Hashem doesn't say bring the chatas in the north. He says, where you brought the oil of there, bring the chatas. So that's question one. And question two, we really is like, it, when we start answering question one, what strikes me is that oil and chatas are very different. And oil is a machshava ra, is a bad thought. And chatas is for an action that by mistake, I forgot it was Shabbos, it's for a bad maisa. So it's funny to compare it to the ayla. It's like the opposite of the ayla. A chatas is for a shaygig. It's an accident, a pu'ula, fakerta, there was no machshav ara, I was innocent. I pasha did a pu'ula, an action, but I forgot it was Shabbos. I pasha forgot it was a guy wakes up in the morning, brushes his teeth, he forgot it was Shabbos. I always wake up my kids Shabbos morning with good Shabbos Kodesh. Always. I think it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And I want the first conscious thing to hear in Shabbos, good Shabbos. Shabbos, oh, Shabbos. Shabbos. That's the, always. I wake up my kids Shabbos morning, good Shabbos.
What's the mitzvah
d'oraisa? Shabbos. Zachar Siyem Shabbos the mitzvah d'oraisa. Shabbos. I want a guy to hear first thing, the first conscious. Shabbos, good Shabbos. The first conscious was Doch Shabbos. Here's a yid that he forgot it was Shabbos, and he did a pool. So it's an action. Says the Torah, Daisha, in the place you bring the oila, there you should bring the chatas. So I'd like to explain that a little bit, and I want to share something sensitive with the chevra that I hope Siyat Tishmai will be able to share. In davening, every single Shmoneh Esrei, Shachris Mincha Meiriv, we say Slach Lanu. We ask Hashem for forgiveness. Slach Lanu. Now we say, I've asked this kasha before, please listen now. You're not going to hear the same thing it was said. I never said this before, not like this. Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu. Tatala, please forgive my shaygig. Chatas is shaygig. Slach lanu ash tatala, please forgive my mistakes. Michal lanu malkenu, and my king, please forgive pashanu. Pesha is when mazed. Tatala, forgive my mistake, my shaygig. And my king, if you could forgive my mazed. The kash I've asked before is backwards. Which needs more forgiveness? My mazed on purpose. I defied you, God. So it should say the opposite. It should say, king, you know, I don't need so much endearment. A father loves more than a melech. King, I'm sorry for my mistakes. Even as a king, you can forgive that. But now I like a much harder admission. I need more rachmanis now. Tati, I've done some things on purpose wrong. Tatala. So I should elicit bechinas tata. Strange that we ask Tati to forgive my shaygeg and our king to forgive our mezid. Very, very strange. Herschel, good kasha. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu tatal, forgive chatas. That's a gemara yuma chatas is shaygeg. Chatasi avisi pashati, says the gemara chatas is shaygeg. Avisi is mezid and pashati is rebellious. Lahachas. I stuck one to Hashem. Pesha is the worst. So Tatala, Tati, please forgive my shaygig. And King Malkenu, forgive my Pesha, my rebellion. My rebellion's the worst that I need. You're my father, like, find it in you to forgive. It's funny that we elicit tata to forgive chatas and malkeinu pesha. What's going on? Good kasha, Herschel's a starker kasha. Maskim Yisrael. I love Svarim, and any single guy who's honest asks, why do we learn Torah? What's happening? What's this learning Torah? What's happening? What are we doing? What do we learn Torah? A guy sits down to Gemara, he sits with his chaver. What are we doing? Now, the Rabbanu Shlomo's mitzvah, we keep mitzvahs. Our doing is not tied to understanding. And Chazal tell us, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, Torah is equivalent. The Nefesh HaChayim says, Torah, the Kedusha of Torah, is more than the 612. I'm not linking doing to understanding. I promise we do whether we understand or not. And there's a mila to doing when you don't understand. The Rebbe has a piece. The Rebbe has a beautiful piece about the sin of Shaul HaMelech, that he kills the whole Amalek, but he leaves the sheep alone because he wants to bring a korban. And the Rebbe has a whole piece that we wanted a tam in mitzvahs. He was Hashem said destroy all Amalek, and he was going to destroy even animals. But he figured the mate of Atzayin, he had a whole like lofty cheshbon to turn that which is profane into that which is holy, and the Rebbe has a whole piece. Just be loyal to Hashem. Just listen loyally. Stop being so fancy. And there's a time just to do so. You know why we learn? Because God said so. But we're also supposed to ask, what does he want? What's happening? I'd like to tell you, I love collecting pieces on what Shabbos is. I love finding out, and I love reading pieces. It doesn't always mean that I'll feel it. It doesn't always mean that I'll be zeichet to even understand it. But I like sense it. There's something called Shabbos. Shabbos is a magical world, and in the study of Torah, you find out the depth of what this world is. Every single person can relate to looking around. This is it. Any person has moments like, this is it? Like he looks around. We've had many times in our life of sensing, this is it? Like, is there anything deeper than this? Every person craves eternity. Craves meaning, purpose, crave, we're all Peter Pan, we all want forever. We want deeper than the world. Is it? And the answer is no, it's not. Everything that's deeper, there's Hashem, is deeper. The world of Torah allows us and lets us enter a much deeper world, a deeper realm. I like studying what Shabbos is. We had a story in Yeshiva. The week We went through a crushing blow. Shlomo's tata was nifter. Shlomo Edelstone's tata was nifter on Erev Shabbos. There was the way the friends connected to Shlomo, the way Shlomo and Moyo connected to their families. It was a eulogy on their father for itself, just their behavior, Shlomo, Moyo. Tremendous loss of their precious tata was nifter on Erev Shabbos. That Erev Shabbos, it was very tumultuous. And before Shabbos, I needed something to like create, just to get to a better place. And I liked the Nesiva Shalom as like an entranceway into a world of Hasidus for me. So I opened the Nesiva Shalom of that week's Parsha's first piece. Not his second, not his first piece. He quotes the Gemara Ksubis Kufhei or Kuf Gimel, somewhere in that range, maybe Kufhei. And the Gemara Ksuba says, Mishameis be'erev Shabbos simin yafalei, that it's a good sign to be nifter erev Shabbos. Says the Baal Shem, what does that mean? We don't pick when we depart this world. What's the Gemara telling us? Somebody's nifter erev Shabbos, a good sign. Shaya Twersky, 21 years ago, was nifter a week ago, Bacher on the way to Shir and Yeshiva. And he was nifter erev Shabbos Friday morning. He was in a car accident. The last Gemara he learned in his life. He learned second Seder in Yeshiva, drove to New York, and drove back Friday morning. The last Gemara he learned in his life, we have his Ksubas, and he would fill in, he would write in the words on top. And the last Gemara he ever learned was Misha Meisper of Shabbos Simen Yafalei. That was the last Gemara he learned, and then he was Nifter Erev Shabbos. So says the Baal Shem, what does it mean? It's a Simen Yafa to be Nifter Erev Shabbos. Says the Baal Shem that Shabbos is a world that a Yid recognizes that the world Hashem runs the world. That's why the Yid's not all week. The Yid's like doing and doing. Shabbos, he lets go. Let's go. Hashem runs. He's present. Hashem runs the world. He stops doing so much. He becomes a guest instead of the host. He's in Hashem's Welt. He lets go and he sees Hashem's guiding him and leading him. And he lets go. That's Shabbos. He said you can't just come to Shabbos. You have to prepare for Shabbos. Yid in Erev Shabbos, let go. Our mace, Erev Shabbos. That's the avoid of Erev Shabbos. Let go. I should have. I could have. I can't believe I did this. I'm so guilty. I'm so... Stop. Stop, stop. Give it up. Give it up, Tasha. A Yid's job, Erev Shabbos, is to be mace. That's the Baal Shem said. And then he comes into Shabbos, into God's world. There's a place called Shabbos Kodesh, and you could study and learn about it. You know, the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, so we have Shabbos Shuvah. You know why? Because everything that happens during the week has its root in Shabbos. So if there's a Yom Kippur during the week, then Yom Kippur exists in Shabbos. A chasen before his chasen has an afruf on Shabbos, because if he's getting married during the week, then that means that there's such a zach in Shabbos. It's the mekara bracha, it's the foundation. Do I know what exactly those words mean? No. But I know I there's such a zach. It's all in Shabbos. It's all in Shabbos. They're big people who could like sense what's going to happen Sunday. Monday is Friday night. Shabbos morning is Tuesday, Wednesday. Shalosh Shudas Mincha is Thursday, Friday. They push it like say things that happen because of the way they experienced Friday night. It's all in just the Makar Abracha. It's all in Shabbos Kodesh. That's why the Shabbos for Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol, because Pesach exists in the Shabbos before. So I like studying the Torah that brings us into the reality of what Shabbos is. So I want to say it like this. A guy is a shaygig means he forgot it's Shabbos. A guy is shaygig, forgot this is a malacha. The breach of shaygig, if the job is simply a guy is an X's and O's yid. Do good, you get rewarded. Do bad, you get punished. You're an X's and O's yid. There's a world within is dead. There's no world within. There's no connections. There's no gaguim. There's no relationship. He's an X's and O's yid. You guys don't relate to such a Jew. If you speak lashon hara, you get patched. It's true, but we're much more than that, I promise. But this is how some people like it. X's and O's. And there's a truth to it. I promise the schar. I promise the zaynish. But we're also shaykh to connect deeper and more. Shleimei hadas. Now, if a person's in X's and O's, guys, then he's a shaykh. Like, shucks. He's like so upset. He messed up. So Hashem, don't worry, bring a chat. That's like, he messed up. The breach of a shaygig, I was an accident. I don't even think so. I can't even picture what he did wrong. What did he do wrong? I picture the poor guy. He's trying so hard not to be a bad boy. He wants to be one of the good boys, not a bad boy. It's like so upsetting. I picture the guy who's like gutting it out. He robotically cut, then he forgot. What are you beating up this poor guy? This poor robot, like he's a human, he messed. Like, what do you want from me? Busville, what do you want from me? And he tries a little harder. He's more determined not to mess up once. Revs it. Then he forgets again. Of course, you're bound to forget. You're a human. You're bound to forget. You're bound to forget it's Shabbos. You're bound to forget it's Asir. You're bound to forget many things. What do you want from this guy? I say if he learns Torah, if he enters a different world, there's a world called Shabbos. Now, I'm not saying he'll always live there. You know you can enter a world called Shabbos. You get this from Torah. You only get this from Torah. You write down, I love collecting mamarim, statements. I like that memra, mishameisper of Shabbos, siman yafala. There's an avodah, there's a world of Shabbos they could enter. You push it, need to get ready to enter. You take a shower. While you're showering, you push it, being busy, being mace. You're being busy giving it up for Hashem. The guy is being mace, and the Mishnah Berurah brings to do tshuva erev Shabbos. He's push it, preparing to be with Hashem, Shabbos. The person who enters into a realm called Shabbos, into a realm, and they said he studied. You only could do this. Torah is the only entrance way into this. find chazal and psukim and memras and statement. Find svarim that tell you what it is. All of a sudden, Shabbos. And you enter that world, now you're not going to be a shaygig. In that world, I forgot it's Shabbos, I was in the most real of ways, I entered the world of Shabbos. That's the world of Avinu. Avinu is relationship. It's not a melech. It's not this external task. It's a profound connection, me and my tata. That's the world of Avinu. The breach of Shaygig is a breach in Avinu. In the connection, in the relationship, in the living in the world of my tata, of what he presented, of what he gave to us. That world, the breach of Shaygig is a breach in Avinu. A Pesh has a breach in the Melech when you're mazed and you defied Hashem. That breach is Malkenu. The only breach of Shaygig, in as much as only a Melech, and don't defy him and behave, be a good boy, because he punishes bad boys, all you have to apologize when you purposely, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Good, you're good to go. You didn't do it. So what? You're good to go. What's the problem? The problem with Shaygig is you were feltzach, you were missing in the world of Avinu, of relationship, of connection, of living in Hashem's world. You could actually, you're shaykh to live in Hashem's world. That you could enter, a guy forgets at Shabbos, he was trying not to do bad stuff. A guy who enters a world, he has a lel shishi, he has a tayameh, he pashut learns mamari chazal about shi. He enters the world, he forgot at Shabbos, he's living Shabbos. Don't forget you're in this room. It's not what happens. And a breach in that is a breach of that whole world. It's a world of Torah. It's a reality. I ask, when somebody asks, why do you learn Torah? The answer is because I want to go into Hashem's world. Hashem said to learn Torah. But I want to find his world. I want to study about his world. I want to know what it is. Collect Mamari Chazal. Collect. Study them. Read them. Absorb them. An entrance way into Hashem's world. And you're shaykh. We're shaykh to live in like this world called God's world. And to know about it, you'll have to be willing to expand a little bit. To hear, to digest, to not understand sometimes. Even the ideas of Shabbos. Shabbos is a big thing. I don't say I have it yet at all. I don't say I have like the... But I love studying and hearing what it is, this world called Shabbos. And I'm tantalized by the world called Shabbos. And I can sometimes experience the world called Shabbos. It's a place. It's a thing. Torah helps us enter that thing. Learning Torah, learning about it, it gives us a sense of what it is and helps us enter that world. That's called the world of Avinu, our Tata's Welt. A Shaygig means you didn't enter. And that's what I think it says, that in the place you brought the Eila, bring the Chatas. The root of chatas looks like an action that was bad. Of course, and that's not a chiddush that the action was bad because I was missing in thought, but I want to say it's missing in the construct of a certain world. The das, the understanding of a certain world, slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Tatal, I didn't study your world. I didn't enter your world. I didn't care about, I didn't find out about a world called Shabbos. You enter in a world called Shabbos. Very hard to have a shaygig. That's what I wanted to share with the chevra. The slach lanu avinu kichatanu. I wanted to say that in Limud HaTorah, we're not going to study. We're going to pay it. We're going to really put attention in the next week and a half of this man that we have left. We're going to try to focus on Pesach. We try to focus to have shiurim and to study Pesach because we want to enter the world of Pesach. There's a world. Pesach's a very important entranceway because it's the beginning of our people. There's a place called Pesach. There's an experience called Pesach. You don't need to be in a certain hotel in a certain. You don't even need to go to Orlando to enter Pesach. It goes other place. It goes everywhere. Okay, maybe you do. But there's a world called Pesach. I want to know what it is. There's something, the Seder. The Seder is a world. There's something, there's an experience of the Seder. There's certainly mitzvahs. I want to know what yes to do and not to do. Bechinas Malkenu. But we could also study the mitzvahs and enter Bechinas Avinu. a relationship, an understanding, and enter into this deep place, this true place. It's a place that's called Avinu, a world of reality, of connection, of relationship, something that we're very, very shayach to his world. We're shayach to the Tata's Welt. Yeah. I respect, I would advise, guys, if I could say, and everybody does this, I try to do this, I'm not a writer. So I want to say, I don't do it writing, but I do it up here, Kasve Maluach Libecha. I like, on a topic, collecting, like, statements, Chazal, Psukim, statements from Svarim. In your own Limud HaTorah, learn about things. And not everything you'll understand. Even you want to learn about Shabbos, collect statements, and collect Chazal, collect things in Svarim, and you won't always understand it. But you'll epis. And don't put away what you don't fully understand. Obviously, the goal is to try to wrap our mind. But a guy could stay very small because he's not willing to expand his mind. He only does what he knows, what he understands. Allow yourself also to hear, and then slowly over the years, you have many things that slowly over the years you start comprehending more and entering more. Learn on topics you're interested in, tefillin, tzitzis, collect, patiently, learn Torah, really study, learn Torah. I think we spoke yesterday about what Torah is. All too often, a guy's so limited, like, what Torah is, be curious, explore, find out. A guy wears tefillin, so today is so easy to research. You go punch in, look at Safari, whatever it's called, and punch it in and find out about tefillin and collect Chazal and Psukim and memories about tefillin, about tzitzis, and slowly you expand, you find out there's a world of each mitzvah, each idea as a whole depth and a whole imek and a whole embracing and a whole world that comes out. Whoa, like deep things, fascinating things we can connect to. Learn to compile, learn to collect. Right, if you're a writer, much better, and start writing down things. Have a notebook of Shabbos. Have a notebook of tefillin, and all of a sudden you enter a richer, deeper, more developed world. You're compiling things on tzitzis. Because you want to, like, certainly we do the mitzvah. God was mitzvah in the corner of your garment, put strings. But he also, of course, wants us to think about the mitzvah, to understand the mitzvah, to enter into the world of that mitzvah. Pesach's coming, so certainly we have to learn the halachas. We have to check set X's. We have to make sure. Very serious, I'm going to learn. We're going to start the next week and a half, starting Yom Mishan after Shabbos Kodesh. We're going to start, we have to learn the halachas. We have to know what not to do and what yes to do. The Seder as the biggest night of the year of mitzvahs. But also study and find out, what does it mean? What world am I entering? What's happening? What's going on here? And try to study and learn and open our mind. In the world where you enter Pesach, you get, then there's no shaygig. Then the guy doesn't forget it's Shabbos, forget it's Pesach, forget it. There's a world of consciousness, a world of relationship, a world of finding a deep place when we're his banim, we're shaykh to the things of Hashem. Bra kara davua. A son comes from his father. A son is a piece of his father. We're shaykh to the world of Hashem. That's what Avinu says. In that thing that I'm shaykh to Shabbos, if I'm just obediently keeping Shabbos, I'm sorry, I forget. If you're obediently keeping Shabbos, then there's no Aveira called shaygig. I forgot. Leave me alone. If you're shaykh to the world of Shabbos, what do you mean you forgot? You're in Shabbos. There's no shaykh there. There's no forgetting. The breach of shaygig is you didn't enter into the world of. You weren't shaykh to it. There was nothing you apply yourself to. Hashem Zartata means we're his banim. The mashmais v'benen in avis, we're shaykh to this. Bra karad voin, the son comes from his father. I'm a piece of my father. I'm a shtek of my tata. I'm shaykh to what is. We have the same DNA. We have the same makeup. We have the same construction. So I'm shaykh to something. If I'm shaykh to Shabbos, in that place that I'm in the world of Shabbos, there's no shaykh of Shabbos. Not remembering it, Shabbos is a breach in the world of Avinu. learn more Torah, find out more reality, enter into more reality. That's what I wanted to share with the Chevra Michal. I'm happy you're back home, very happy you're back home. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What time, does anybody know what time Shki is today? Wow, I kept the cover there. 7:13? 7:13 is Shkia. Wow. So candle lighting is? 6:55 candle lighting, 7:13 is Shkia. It's good to know, I thought it was later. So Minch will be 7 o'clock. Johnny's minion is unpredictable. You know, we'll see. But the Mincha here, come to Mincha here, 7 o'clock. What? I hear. Yeah, Rebezi's minion. Rebezi Shlita's minion is now. It's Let's sing something, Varen. Before we play, the Chevra should make ball games. Zach's back. Yosef the Chassan, you're running today? Not so pushy. What? For what? Shlomi, you're playing ball for Zach? I would push it, want to lace it up for Zach. I don't know if they'll be healthy. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You're playing ball for Zach? We need a Chevra. Davey, you're playing today? Dylan's not committed, I see. Michal, you're running today?
Guys are playing.
If there's a Chevra. Where's Zach? Oh, sorry. Are we going to get you a minion? You're going to get a game today? Mark, if you spread the word, Mayor, if you spread the word that Zach Wiener's on the court, the Chevra. You have a few threes in you today, Mayor? Aaron, you're running today? Tough crowd, haven't you?
I always say no.
Yeah. Then you go, okay, Zach's running. I'm with Zach. Is David allowed to play yet?
He has been playing.
David's allowed to play already? David Reiser? He's allowed to play? Shlomi, you could bring Manny. Make Manny run. Have me in mind, Yosef. From what? Shlomo, let's go close around the table. Avi, come close. One varmint. Shmuley, one song. Come, Shmuel.
Great to see you. I need you. Thank you, Liam. Of course.
Let's do Parayk. Ask him. Shmuley will do Parayk. That's to me is Shabbos, and it's very relevant. I'm asking that as well. Yeah, Parayk. Right, yes. Right, yes. Mahler. Thanks for being here. Thank you. I watch Avi how present the guys are to their lives. Emotionally present, you know, like Nishtaim. And I learn all the tricks that I developed from youth not to be present.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.